Harihi Om. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryankaravavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Chaitanopanayanam, Lalita Madhava, Act 6, Obtaining Lalita, page 23, verse 26. Navavrinda, to herself. Seeing after a long time Krishna's yellow cloth, more attractive than the golden line of Lakshmi, Radha undergoes intense transformations, difficult to suppress, even with great effort. Footnote 17. Understanding the sentiments or meeting the goal of mindset, a goal of mindset is called krama. Here, understanding of inner mood of Radha by Navavrinda and also Radha seeing the garment that belongs to her object of thought is explained as krama. So it means step by step you're moving towards the goal of attaining Krishna, right? It means of Radha and Krishna being together. Chandravali, worried. Oh, Navavrinda, ask her why she is so disturbed on seeing the cloth. Navavrinda, oh Radha, why do your hairs stand on end like a kadamba flower on seeing this cloth? Why do the water drops from your eyes look like scattered crystal beads? Radha, concealing the reason. Oh, Navavrinda, you look like my sister, therefore I am very blissful. Navavrinda, to herself. Chandravali's great efforts to hide Radha are useless. Can the Kastuba gem sit anywhere other than on the chest of Krishna? Chandravali, taking Radha's hand. Oh, Navavrinda, this is my sister. I entrust her to you. Navavrinda, O queen, you show me great mercy. Chandravali, my sister Satyabhama. My sister Satyabhama, go with Navavrinda to the pleasing Vasanti Bower. My friend Bokula, who offers flowers, will serve you there. Radha, O queen, please sometimes remember this unfortunate Radha. Chandravali, worried. O friend, what did you say? Radha, to herself with pain. I have made a big mistake. Aloud, O queen, I meant, please remember she who worships you. Verse 28. Navavrinda walks with Radha, saying to herself, filled with sweetness, this girl living in the palace will soon be accepted by Krishna, who needs to tell the bee around the new blossoming lotus, pervaded with strong, continuous... Who needs to tell the bee about the new blossoming lotus pervaded with strong, continuous fragrance of honey? Right, exit with Radha. So, in other words, that she will soon be reunited with Krishna, but you don't have to worry about it and tell Krishna, because do you have to tell the bee that there's a lotus has just bloomed and it's very fragrant with pollen and honey and nectar? Like that, you know, that's the point. So, Radha, you see here is that they're mentioned in their names like that as Radha or and Chandravali, but at the same time as they're acting in the capacity of Rukmini and Satyabhama. Like that. So sometimes they call each by the one name, sometimes by the others. Like that. And so then Radharani saw that by bringing too much of her attraction to Krishna, because you can see here is that whenever she shows attraction to Krishna, then Chandravali is asking, what's happening? Why is she doing that? You know? And so she has to explain it away as just as something else. Because that's why she said, you made a mistake, because otherwise being rivals, then naturally then Satyabhama, Rukmini may, you know, feel distressed. Exit with Radha. Madhavi, O queen, why should we worry since Krishna made a promise not to marry anyone else without your consent? Right? So she's saying, what's happening? What's happening? You know, ladies know what's happening. Chandravali, can any chaste woman not having attraction for my husband maintain hardness to him? Verse 29, voice from behind the stage. Place the banana trees on the road and quickly sprinkle the scented water in the courtyard. The moon of the Vrishni dynasty, constantly showered with flowers by the celestial women, has risen, giving bliss to all eyes of the universe. Madhavi, O queen, Krishna by good fortune has arrived. Please go out to meet him. They exit. Krishna enters with Madhu Mangal. Krishna, lamenting, without Radha, who is pure kumkuma anjan on my limbs, who is a fragrant champaka garland on my neck, who is a cooling golden stick for applying ointment to my eyes, all my nights destroy my life. Madhu Mangala. Seeing a jewel in Krishna's hand, dear friend, why did the sun god obtain the jewel which decorates Radha's neck? Krishna, O friend, previously Radha humbly worshipped the sun god daily with Argya according to Garga's instructions. Because of that, she must have given him this most brilliant of gems. Madhu Mangal, look, the best of jewels looks remarkable with its many rays. Krishna, O friend, this gem is a living being. It cannot be compared to any ordinary gem. He puts the shamataka on his chest with tears. The jewel is most fortunate. When I was laughing and passionately pulled Radha's bodice in the thick darkness of a bower, Radha hid the jewel in her cloth. But understanding my intentions, the jewel emitted waves of rays and embarrassed her. Madhu Mangal, dear friend, I have heard that you took this jewel from Jambavan. Krishna, yes. Madhu Mangal, how did you get it? Krishna, O friend, thinking of me as an enemy, the king of the bears, in his cave, worried that I would take the jewel, began fighting with me. Madhu Mangal, then what happened? Krishna, after a long time, the bear recognized me and gave up fighting. Enjoy, he said to me. Do you remember the bridge across the frightening ocean? Do you remember throwing Ravana's head as if it were a ball? Since you cannot have forgotten these pastimes, you must want to purify your ancient servant on the pretext of taking the jewel. Madhu Mangala, then what happened? Krishna, after putting me on a jeweled chair in a golden room, he went to another room to get the gem. A few moments later, an old woman approached me and said, O child, if Jambavan suddenly takes the jewel from her, his daughter Jambavati will give up her life. And if you do not get the jewel, then he would be cheating you, his lord. He is in a great dilemma. I do not see anyone other than you to take shelter of. I said to her, O elderly woman, since the jewel gives gold, he is greedy for wealth. That is the reason he does not want to give it up. Why should Jambavati, his daughter, show such excessive attachment for him, to the extent of giving up her life? Nurse, O child, no, no. When Jambavan first brought the jewel shining like the sun, on not seeing it, his daughter lost her self-control completely. Footnote 18. Jambavan killed the lion that had taken the jewel after killing Prasena. He took the jewel and gave it to his daughter. Even now, the child sometimes wears a jewel over her full breasts. Sometimes she presses it to her nose and smells it constantly, or she holds it to her eyes while sighing and shedding tears. She embraces the jewel to her trembling body as if it were a friend. Madhu Mangala, then what happened? Krishna, then out of great curiosity, I ask her, O nurse, what is the reason that she is so attached to the jewel? Nurse, O child, who can understand this? When she is asked, why do you have such an attachment to the jewel? She sighs and weeps while frowning, covering her moon-like face with the edge of her cloth. Then I ask the nurse, Ugh. Then I asked the nurse, how does she behave? The nurse said, pure limb Jambavati, said incomparable lustrous, made incomparable lustrous statues of Radha and Krishna. All day she plays with these statues, speaking to them with great affection about a meeting while shedding tears. Hearing her words, I was most astonished. I said to the nurse, oh nurse, what do these two statues look like? I am curious to see them. Nurse, they are most astonishing among all the men and women in the universe. The man looks like you. On seeing you, I immediately remembered that man with a smiling face. I do not know in what pure place that woman lives. On seeing her, I remember the most beautiful woman, Radha. Marumangal, then what happened? Krishna, the nurse entered the inner chambers and enlivened Jambavi's heart by saying, oh child, of your two statues, the black one has curiously taken a living form and is sitting on the throne. Please come and see that amazing form. Hearing this, she placed the jewel statue of Radha in the nurse's hand and with great eagerness immediately went to look at me, hiding herself behind a tree. Wailing, the doe-eyed girl, giving up shyness and turning pale, fell at my feet. Krishna loses self-control. Madhu Mangal, dear friend, take support of my hand. Krishna, taking his support, he speaks with a choked voice. Suddenly, recognizing Jambavati behind the tree to be famous Lalita, and seeing the beautiful statue to be the form of Radha, I recognized the Shyamataka jewel which had decorated Shankarchuda's head and began to reel about the greatest confusion. Marumangala, dear friend, this is like a man begging for gruel and receiving sugar candy. Crowing, oh, my heart thrills at this great happiness. Hold on to me. Krishna, oh friend, please listen calmly for a moment. Marumangal controls himself. Then what happened? Krishna, though I tried to pacify her with soft, peaceful words, she cried profusely and said to me, When will I use a leaf to fan Radha with her eyes closed in sleep, her hair perfumed with Vasanti flowers, while she lies in your lap in the yard of a bower which is filled with the fragrance of lotuses growing in the Jamuna? Filled with the deepest longing, I wept from the heart for a long time. I said, oh, Lalita, once when I closed my eyes and was pretending to sleep, Radha began constantly kissing my lips. Oh, friend, when I related this to you in a loud voice, she became embarrassed and frowned sweetly. I remember that face of Radha. Marumangala. Then what happened? Krishna, when he understood everything that had happened, Jambavan came there in bliss and said to me, since I was friends with Sugriva, Sugriva is the son of the sun god. Since I was friends with Sugriva, the sun god was merciful to me many times. Thus I quickly came on his order without fear and caught Lalita when she jumped from the peak of Govardhan. Saying this, Jambavan presented me with Jambavati, ornamented with gold, along with the Shyamataka jewel. I kept her in a cave on Raivata mountain out of fear of breaking the promise I made to King Bhishmaka. Footnote 20. He promised not to marry another girl without Rukmini's consent. Keep this secret like a valuable jewel carefully in the jeweled box of your heart so that no one knows. Yes, I will. Marumangal, yes, I will. So then he received her, and then he kept her at Raivata Mountain, because Raivata is on the land, just means you have the land, and then Raivata Mountain is there. Then you have the ocean, and Dwarka's in the ocean there. So it's right next to it. When you come to the land, then they always sport around Raivata Mountain. Krishna, disturbed. The soft flame had become slightly mild while my mind was distracted in explaining the events to my friend. But now the flame, becoming intense because of deep affection for Lalita, burns strongly in separation from Radha. Footnote 21. When the hidden seed of love expands or outbreaks, it is called Akshepa. His love for Radha was hidden while being engaged with his friends, but it again broke out by seeing Lalita. Therefore, it is considered Akshepa. Right? So they're discussing about Lalita, But because of that discussion, then his affection for Radha again has come up very strongly, and then coming out so that it's able to be appreciated, then that's called akshepa. Right? Showing pain from verse 45, showing pain from separation. Draw a flaming third eye on my forehead with kumkuma. Put a gleaming pearl necklace resembling the king of snakes on my chest. Color my body white with camphor except for my throat. Then Cupid, mistaking me for Shiva, will be afraid to afflict me. Because, yeah, he stays away from Shiva. Like that. Madhumangal. The pain is really intense. I do not know any remedy for it. Krishna. Oh, friend. I do not see any remedy for this except seeing Vrindavan with all its bowers, which witnessed my beloved's many pastimes. Give the jewel to Satyajit. I will enter the palace. They exit. Okay. Okay, so that was chapter 6. So that ends the... what was that? What was that section called?
Pataka.
Huh? Pataka. So Pataka is then where... you have like secondary pastimes going on that illuminate and bring out the primary. Like you see here is then in so many ways it comes up that Radha's affection for Krishna comes up, Krishna's affection for Radha comes up, they become very prominent. It's like that. So now we go into the next section, so Acts 7 and 8. Right? So this section is called Prakarti. Srila Rupa Goswami defines Prakarti and describes Vimarsha Sandhi in Natikachandrika 9.2 to 106 as follows. Prakari is a topical story that goes along for a limited length and fulfills the desires of others, just as in the case of Navavrinda. The character of Navavrinda and Bakula is mentioned there by that order in Vimarsha Sandhi of 7th and 8th chapter is called Prakari. If the bija, which has blossomed earlier in the Garbha Sandhi, gets reproduced again by temptation, anger, disaster, etc., is called Vimarsha. Right? So the bija is that affection between Radha and Krishna. So now it comes up again through all these other emotions and everything like that, and again becomes manifest. Right? In this Sandhi, one should properly organize Prakarti and Nityapti as needed. As mentioned in Lalita Madhava, Bakula and Navavrinda's temptation, as well as fear of goddess and the analysis of Radha and Madhava's seat of love, this is called Vimarsha. This Vimarsha Shandi has 13 limbs. Right? So, means, in other words, it's known as here as the Prakarti that is there, but the Sandhi is how it's connecting in. Means, in other words, the section, it has two aspects. It's called the section is Prakarti, right? But at the same time, how it fits in, how it connects with the previous points and the next points and brings that all together, that's the Sunday.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So someone may say, well, is it this or that? But there's two different aspects. I mean, they're connected. But one showing is that you're bringing out through others, you're bringing out then, you're fulfilling their desires because it's moving the seed forward. They want to see Radha and Krishna together. So there, it's through them it's now being seen. Right, so in other words, Radha and Krishna's attachment for each other has been seen through themselves. Right, Krishna's attachment, Radha's attachment, and all that, though they haven't been together. Right, then there's something that separates them. Right, Krishna then goes off with Akrura, and so they can't be together. Right, the Shankachuda demon comes, all these different things. Right, but it brings out their attachment in that second section. Right, then you have that third where the others are being involved in that, but it brings forward that aspect. So now you're bringing it through others. You know, just activities that go on that show that original seed. Right? Now in this one, now it's others' desires, they're being fulfilled, that's bringing it closer to Radha and Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? So you have the aspect of what it is, but then how it's connecting it, that's the Sunday. So it's two features of one aspect. Right? Yeah.
Right. Now there are Sunday to have after every section.
The whole section can be called a Sunday. because it's connecting the previous one to the next one. Let me, section one, you know, is connecting to two.
Yes.
Two is connecting one to three.
Yes.
And moving it forward, right? Three is connecting two and four, like this. So, but they're trying to bring it up to where the seed blooms.
Yes, yes.
Like yes. That, right? Somebody says, yes.
This prakari, these all are called elements of plot. And the sun, these are segments of the plot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're defined like that. Yes. Segments means which exists all through. Element means, okay, what is it actually?
Yes, so the Vimarsha Sandhi will have 13 different limbs, 13 little Sandhis that go together. That they, in other words, they're bringing the plot forward.
Yes.
So in that way, then you're having the, what is it, 64?
No, 64.
Angas overall, between the five seconds, sections, there's 64 of these little Sandhis that one connects to the next, to the next, to the next, like that. And so how a plot develops, that's there. Now the uniqueness will be what people are involved, how they do, what they bring out, what stories are used, you know, what action is used, like that.
These 13 limbs within the particular Sandhi, then these limbs can be adjusted in order to put where the emphasis is, like how you want the rasa to flow and then where to emphasize the aspect.
Yeah, so that's why I was asking, what you're doing, how did you do, which one did you use for doing this or that, and, you know, so you have lots of options. So a playwright can run, so it has a form, but then within that it uses intelligence. So that's the thing, is you want to do something, let's say, you know, like let's say Vastu, it has, what has to go where. So you have an idea, I want to put this here and that there and that, but you have to think within the structure until you get it all, everything's in its place and how it all connects, but at the same time it satisfies whatever you want to do in the house. So the point is you have to think, and you have to think according to someone else's structure. Right? So that's the difficulty that comes up, is no one wants to think of someone else's structure. I know, I just feel like that this should be here and this should be there and that. Yes, by your modes of nature and by your karma, you want to put the kitchen over there so it will give trouble, and you want to put the, you know, bathroom in the kitchen. You feel like that because you have bad karma to but no, it said no, this has to go here, that has to go there. So it's the best situation because you're trying to move forward in Krishna consciousness. It's not about your feelings. It's about engaging your feelings. So that's why then they have a structure. And as you see, it's so sophisticated, how many playwrights would be able to write within this? It means there would be playwrights that can, but they're very great personalities. Right? Nowadays, anybody writes a play. You know, like, you know, whoopee. You know? So that's the difficulty, is that it's no big deal. You know, so even so many write, there's only a few plays that stand out. Those are still the ones that will have more of these elements to them. And they just have some, and they're so well respected. Imagine they have all of them. Right? And so, therefore then, because of this lack of self-control, sense control, mental control, like that, and the desire for expressing themselves through mental speculation, then they can't write in this. And they think, oh, this is restricting. You can't. How do you express yourself? Because that means you have to use your intelligence also. They just want to express. But if there's no intelligence, it won't last. You express, go ahead. Nobody will like it. Do whatever you want. Who cares? So that's the thing. You make something that's actually of value. So that's why then these points are there. And then those who can work within this, then they are playwrights. And then those who can think like this and produce it, then they're producers, directors, you know, like this. And those who can act within this, then they're actors. Otherwise, then, like that. So, this Vimarsha Sandhi has 13 limbs, such as Avabhada, Samfeta, Vidrava, Drava, Shakti, Druti, Prasanga, Chalana, Vyavasaya, Virodhana, Parochana, Vichalana, and Adana, Avavada. Proclaiming someone's faults is called Avavada, as described here in the 7th Anka, 7.11, of Lalita Madhava, Radha, in pain. Oh friend, after many attempts over a long period of time, I have had a dream last night. I saw Govinda, but what misfortune. Suddenly Akura came from somewhere, riding on a chariot. Here Akura's being hard-heartedness towards suffering Radha is Avadpada. She's pointing out his fault. Samfeta. Speaking with anger is called Samfeta. 7.2. Radhika speaks in Sanskrit. Let the king of Dwarka, full of all beauty, rule the three worlds. I have no use for that. Give up this talk. The fire of lamentation continues to burn. Though you use infinite words with logic, you cannot pull me from the lotus feet of the son of Nanda. Here Radha speaking with anger to Bakula is taken as Samfeta. Vidrava. When killing and capturing is involved, it is called Vidrava. It is described here in the 8th Anka, 8.14. Krishna. Oh, my dear, please listen to an amazing incident. To attain the Sura Saugandhika lotus, I entered the Kandava forest with Arjuna. While Arjuna was looking for animals, I saw two birds caught by two hawks. Here, birds being captured is called Vidrava. Right? So it's not even that someone has to be captured there. You even talk about someone being captured because the principle is the same. It can be a gross, it can be subtle, it can be on stage, it can be off stage. So you have so many ways, nice ways you can deal with it. Drava, disrespectfulness towards the seniors is called Drava. As stated in 8.4, Madhavi, O queen, remembering the crane that stays in the lake practicing her vow, I smile, I smile. Here, Madhavi makes fun of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, it is considered Drava. Shakti. Pacifying the opposition is called Shakti, as stated in the 8th Anga, 8.36. Navarvinda, behind a creeper. Ah, why is Chandravali wearing Radha's ornaments and dress? I will inspire Krishna with one verse through a pigeon, so that he does not make a mistake, thinking that she is Radha. Here, Krishna is taking Chandravali to be Radha, and pacifying the opposition is called Shakti. Duty. Chastising and agitating is called duty, as is mentioned here. Radha, fearful. O fickle bee, stop, stop, wicked creature, I will hit you with my play lotus. Here Radha is being agitated by a bumblebee, and her chastising is called duty. Isn't also gambling called duty? That's interesting, because chastising, agitating, so... Because I always wondered, why is it in, like in the gambling match in the Mahabharata, they're so agitating and harassing and chastised, because this is part of the scene. You know, it goes together with it.
Dhyuta.
Huh?
It's called Dhyuta. Ta.
Yeah, but it still has the same kind of root. It's going to cause trouble. Yeah. Prasanga. Pacification of the presented purpose by accomplishing the goal is known as prasanga. Others say that prasanga is to glorify the seniors. The first one is as mentioned here in the 8th Anga, 8.3, Krishna. Joyful. In separation from her, my eyes sprinkle tears on the sandalwood paste on my chest, and in competition my chest becomes hot and dries it up. She is difficult to see in 100 dreams. Will that beloved Radha ever sit on my lap? Here, Krishna is pacifying his stress of lamentation is called prasanga. Right, so he's pacifying the purpose of attaining the goal of being with Radha. Then the second one is stated in 7.14. Radha, according to Narada's instructions at my father's house, I used to worship the youthful Devata with a complexion like a cloud, with a flute in his mouth, his eye glancing to the left, a peacock feather on his head, his form bent in three places. Here, second symptom of prasanga is presented as glorification of seniors such as father, Narad Muni, and the worshipable deity. Right, so we see is that sometimes it's this or that. So in this case, then Rupa Goswami used both of them. Sometimes he says it's both, he combines them in one, or sometimes he does one or the other, you know, as he sees best. Chalana. Disrespecting or insulting someone is called chalana. As stated in the 8th Anga, 8.4, Krishna. Oh, quarrel-loving Madhavi, engulfed by tamaguna. Stop this. You cannot influence Chandravali. Here Madhava is being insulted. Therefore, it is chala. Vyavasaya. To describe one's own ability is called vyavasaya, as mentioned in 7.13. Radha. Turning, she speaks in embarrassment. Oh, friend, if I were not bound by the cruel chains of hope, I would not remain living this unfortunate life devoid of happiness of seeing Krishna. I would happily give up billions of lives. Here, by stating that giving up millions of lives without hesitation, it is called vyavasaya. However, someone, Vishwanath Kaviraj, says in Sahiti Darpana 6.103 that when the action being done due to promise, pratigya, is called vyavasaya, as described in the seventh act, 7.6, Radha. My heart cannot accept any extraordinary person except Krishna, in whose hair stands a peacock feather, on whose throat hangs a large necklace of gunja berries, and whose mouth shines a flute.
Local meaning of vyavasaya means to do agricultural work.
Okay.
So that is, in one sense, the most respectable work.
Okay. Nothing. Yeah. You see, because it always...
Farming is called vyavasaya.
Yeah. Virodhana. Opposing speech due to anger between each other is called virodhana. As we find in 8th Anka, 9.39, Chandravali, with ironic smile. Oh, greedy friend Radha, why, without asking me, you have undertaken this great vow? Radha, O queen, you cannot protect those who are surrendered to you. For that reason, you laugh, but that is unacceptable for a queen. Here, the speech between Radha and Chandravali with hidden anger is called Virodhana. Mm-hmm. Right, because each is upset with the other.
Yes.
She's saying, how can you take up this vow? Because she said, you know, before about, you know, about that giving up her life, she doesn't attain Krishna. So how can you take this, you know, such a vow like this? You know, and she's what, that I'm surrendered to you, right? Because she came and she was under her care. You know, as her sister and everything, but you can't protect me. So then, you know, what's the point of all this? You know, as a queen, you're not doing your job. Queens are supposed to protect. Prarochana. When the future incident is perfectly indicated, it is called Prarochana. As stated in the 7th Anka 7.5, Navarvinda, do not speak like this. The movements of time are difficult to comprehend. Look, at the beginning of autumn, Kanjana birds are suddenly playing on the lake shore. Thus here, by stating that the Kanjana birds, case in point, is indicated in the very near future, they will obtain the association of Krishna. Therefore, it is Parochana. Else it is also mentioned. Okay, it's probably elsewhere it is also mentioned. 7.17, Radha, looking from afar, she speaks with longing. O friend, all my tribulations undergone to maintain my body will have met success if the dark rays from the moon of Krishna, friend of the lotus gopi, shine in front of me. Here the happiness of seeing the deity of Krishna is indicated that very soon Krishna's union is surely happening. Therefore it is Prarochana. Viva Lana. Praising one's own self is called Viva Lana, as stated here in the 8th Anka, 8.34. Walking far off, speaking with astonishment. What is this I see on the jeweled wall in front of me, attracting me with its sweetness? Looking again, I am reflected on the wall with longing. I have never before seen myself with such astonishing sweetness. I become greedy and impetuously desire to enjoy it like Radha. Here, praising his own form with amazement is called Viva Lana. You didn't mention Krishna here? Adhana. The collection of effort or result is called Adhana, as described here in the 8th Anka, 8.11. Navavrinda, seeing Radha. Oh, her eyes filled with tears cannot see him. Her two arms, completely stunned, have no power to embrace him. She cannot speak because her throat is completely choked up. In a meeting after a long time, those actions are an obstacle to her meeting Krishna. Here, collection of the result of seeing Krishna, etc., is adhana. But in some books at this point, the limbs such as Vidrava, Vivalana, and Chalana, etc., are disregarded, and instead, Keda, Pratishedha, and Chadana are included with symptoms. So generally, then, other books, they would stop here with these, but we see is that Rupa Goswami's mentioned that there's other ones that you can include in here. Keda. The fatigue created by the mental activity is called Keda. As described here in the 7th Anka 7.1, Radha, the direction carrying Krishna's scent is far from me. A fraction of a second produces the suffering of a Mahakalpa. Like, Mahakalpa means the day of Brahma, right? Kalpa will be the four cycles, so that's, you know, 4.32 million years. But here is Mahakalpa means 4.32 billion years. Right? Yeah. The evil fire of my life airs, fueled by the ghee of hope, burns me intensely. Where can I take shelter? Here Radha's mental disturbance is called Keda. Pratishedha. When there is hindrance of obtaining one's desired goal is called Pratishedha. As stated in the 8th Anka 8.39, Radha, looking with pain, she speaks to herself. Why has an envious swan come when the Chakravaki desires to meet the blue lotus? Here, Devi's arrival causes hindrance, and so it is taken as Pratishedha. Chadana. When, in order to fulfill one's purpose, one tolerates the insults, etc., is called Chadana, as mentioned in the 7th 3. Navavrinda entering. O Satyabhama, do not lament. Look, the Madhavi creeper, falling at the feet of the Badari plant, takes its support and then attains its lover, the mango tree. A chaste woman absorbed in trying to meet her lover does not suffer because of dependence on others. Here, Chadana is clearly manifested by stating the difficulties. Right, so the point is there's going to be difficulties, but because you know the goal, then that is appreciated, that's tolerated. Act 7, meeting in Navavrindavan. Verse 1, Radha enters, served by Bakula. Radha, the direction carrying Krishna's scent is far from me. A fraction of a second produces the suffering of a Mahakalpa. The evil fire of my life airs, fueled by the ghee of hope, burns me intensely. Where can I take shelter? 22, the fatigue created by the mental activity is called Keda. Here Radha's mental disturbance is Keda. Bakula, my friend Satyabhama, Navavrinda described your secret to me with affection. I desire to inform you of something. Radha, please tell me. Bakula, a most beautiful king controls the three worlds. If you order me, I will tell him about you, though Rukmini will oppose this. Radha, let the king of Dwarka, full of all beauty, rule the three worlds. I have no use for that. Give up this talk. The fire of lamentation continues to burn. Though you use infinite words with logic, you cannot pull me from the lotus feet of the son of Nanda. Footnote 23. Speaking with anger is called Samfeta. Here Radha speaking with anger to Bokula is taken as Samfeta. Right, so she's saying is that, you know, you can, she'll mention her position to Krishna in Dwarka. But she's getting upset as, what do I care for this king of Dwarka? I'm interested in the son of Maharaj Nanda.
Mahakalpa is lifetime of Brahma.
Oh, Mahakalpa is lifetime of Brahma.
Kalpa is the day of Brahma.
Oh, okay. Okay, so even more.
311 trillion.
So it's 311 trillion years. Just a touch more, yes. Bakula.
When they're speaking to Dharad, Ekada, Bakula, and Ravrinda, and they are the same group. And when
not necessarily. No. I mean, you'd have to see, but Bakula is somehow another connected with Navavrinda. So there's connection there. Madhavi seems to be more connected with Chandravali. Like that. But Bokul seems to be an assistant of Vrinda. Uh-huh. And but it's still under seems to be under the direction of Chandravali. You know, because she's given her to assist. No?
Yeah. Madhavi, I think she's Padma.
Oh, okay.
I think so. It's not mentioned here. She is the constant companion of Chandra.
Okay.
Because it is so subtle.
Yes. So that's the whole point. Is because here you see who's speaking, then their names is put as Radha Chandravali. Yes. But when they're talking about the other person, then they're saying Satyabhama and Rukmini.
Yes.
So that's the whole point is that they're the same person. Yeah. It's just there's a different flavor. Yeah. You know, because they're still trying to obtain. So that original mood is there, but now that mood is being expressed through the Swakya instead of the Parakya. Yeah. And so therefore the etiquettes and that, and it's also a Kshatriya scene rather than a Vaishya scene. Yeah. You know, it's a city instead of village.
Yeah.
Like that, but it's still the same people.
Yes.
So yes, that mood doesn't leave, that those pastimes don't leave, but it doesn't mean that the people aren't going out. Because mm-hmm. that was the point that was made before, is that that was, I think, Jiva Goswami made the point, is that the gopis then their expansions in Dwarka. But they're the same, but at the same time they're different, because that's why they can go to Kurukshetra and you'll have yes. them as the queens and them as the cowherd girls. So that means it hasn't changed, because some will say, oh no, when you go out, then that's not Vrindavan Radharani and Vrindavan Krishna. But the point is it's the same people, you just can't manifest that. That's why you say it never leaves, because you can't do those activities. You know, it's just like, let's say you have two cooks in the kitchen and they cook all kinds of amazing stuff because it's such a nice kitchen. But then when they're out, let's say, on the road in the market, they may be talking about things connected back with that kitchen. But those activities don't leave the kitchen. But it doesn't mean that they're not out talking about it, not the same people. So that's the subtlety that we're dealing with. You know, yeah. Bakula, O friend, please ask Navavrinda what is best. Radha, where has Navavrinda gone? Bakula, Rukmini called her into the palace. Radha, cruel fate has made me dependent on others. Navavrinda entering. O Satyabhama, do not lament. Look, the Madhavi creeper falling at the feet of the Badari plant. Takes its support and then attains its lover, the mango tree. A chaste woman, absorbed in trying to meet her lover, does not suffer because of dependence on others. Footnote 24. When in order to fulfill one's purpose, one tolerates the insults, etc., it is called chadana. Here chadana is clearly manifest by stating the difficulties. Right, so she's feeling that dependence on others, because Rukmini is the main queen. And then she's just, you know, in this case, the sister. Right? And so then how to get around all that? You know, it's just like Lalita is then living in a cave. You know, because until Rukmini agrees, then he can't marry anyone else. But once she agrees, then they can all get married. Radha, what are these ornaments in your hand? Navavrindas, Indra's wife, Sachi, gave these attractive garlands and cloth to Rukmini. Dividing them among her friends, she has given you a portion. Radha, these decorations are fuel for my fire of sorrow. What use are they to me? Right, because they're nice nice ornaments and clothes, that by using them, then you beautify yourself. What's the point of being beautiful if it's not attracting Krishna? So that's the point. What were you saying to me? Navavrinda. Oh, friend, they can be used for worshipping the sun god. Radha. Oh, friend, the sun god said to me, oh, child, enter New Vrindavan, constructed with Dwarka... Within Dwarka City, which rests at the edge of the ocean, and there enjoy with the Lord of your life. Navarvinda. Oh, beautiful-eyed Satyabhama, divine words can never be untrue. Radha. Oh, friend, Krishna rules in Mathura while I am living here, restrained in some king's palace. It appears that meeting my lover is impossible. Vinod 25. He's unaware that Krishna rules Dwarka. Because he's probably heard before of him in Mathura, but then...
He goes to Mathura, and then she comes here. Her impression is only after Krishna went to Mathura.
Oh, okay, he went to Mathura. Okay, yeah, and then now she's here, so she doesn't know that he's also the Lord of Dwarka. Navavrinda. Do not speak like this. The movements of time are difficult to comprehend. Look, at the beginning of autumn, Kanjana birds are suddenly playing on the lake shore. Footnote 26. When the future incident is perfectly indicated, it is called Prarochana. Thus, here, by stating the Kanjana birds' case in point, it is being indicated that in the very near future they obtain the association of Krishna. Therefore, it is Prarochana. Radha, just as the Kanjana birds do not enjoy an unattractive place, a great person will not enjoy a place not to his own choosing. Navavrinda, laughing, you are really confused. Why do you say that Krishna did not choose this? Radha, angrily, O pet monkey of the king, stop talking like this. Navavrinda, laughing, O innocent girl, understand that the king is Krishna. Radha, with eagerness, is that true? Like, she doesn't know that the king, you know, is that... So she doesn't know that Krishna is married to Rukmini. You know, she doesn't know any of this. Navarvinda to herself, oh, why did I accidentally forget the vow of secrecy? Aloud, they call the king Ramachandra, Upendra, Rajendra. Buckle up. Oh, friend, therefore I say, give up this attachment to this other person and please the king. Radha, my heart cannot accept any extraordinary person except Krishna, in whose hair stands a peacock feather, and whose throat hangs a large necklace of gunja berries, and in whose mouth shines a flute. Footnote 27. Vishwanath Kaviraj says in Sahita Darpana 6103 that when the action being done due to promise is being done, that when the action is being done due to promise, that is called vyavasaya. Here, Radha's action according to a promise is vyavasaya. Bokula, oh friend, you are quite simple-minded since you are attracted to that callous person. Radha, agitated, oh fool, do not speak like this. Oh friend, this independent, beautiful, dark Krishna with completely indifferent heart may show hardness to me for 1,000 years, but my heart, out of great confusion, birth after birth, will not give up serving my beloved, who is dearer than my body, heirs, and life, even for a moment. Navavrinda. Oh, Bokula. She is fully dedicated to him. Give up speaking in this way. Radha. Oh, friend, all the creepers whom I previously constantly served, all the bowers which I knew thoroughly, and the banks of the Jamuna where I previously wandered only gives me cruel pain in the absence of Krishna. Navavrinda. Oh, Bokula, look at her intense pain. Make a bed from fresh blue lotuses at the base of the Kadamba tree on the bank of the Jamuna. Bokula, I will do as you say. Exit. Radha. I have tolerated life-threatening pain arising from separation from my friends of Raja, dearer than my life. My deep faith in the words of the sun god, false hopes, have now brought me only suffering in this place.
Another Vrinda. Where is your dear friend Vishakha? Radha, beautiful Vishakha, after asking your father, has now returned to earth. Only Lalita causes me suffering. She weeps. Footnote 28. She became Kalindi. Yes. Navarvinda, where did you learn about Lalita's condition? Radha, I heard from the inhabitants in the sky when I was ascending to Swarga. Navarvinda, oh Radha, last night you spoke to Lalita in your dream. Radha, what did I say? Navarvinda, oh Lalita, the desire in Akrura's heart has borne fruit. What misfortune. Look, Krishna has agreed to mount the chariot. Oh Radha, hearing your piteous voice while you slept, the night also wept in the form of dewdrops. Radha, in pain. Oh friend, after many attempts over a long period of time, I have had a dream last night. I saw Govinda, but what misfortune. Suddenly Akrura came from somewhere, riding on a chariot. Footnote 29. Proclaiming someone's false is called avadhana. Avavada. Here Akrura's being hard-heartedness towards suffering Radhika is avavada. Bakula entering. Oh friend, I have prepared the bed. Please rise. The three walk. Navarvinda. Agitated. Dear friend, don't go in that direction. Stop. In front is an Ashok tree, a lotus-faced girl. That tree blossoms by the touch of your foot. The wicked bees will begin buzzing, and this will be like a thunderbolt to you. Radha, turning, she speaks in embarrassment. Oh friend, if I were not bound by the cruel chains of hope, I would not remain living this unfortunate life devoid of happiness of seeing Krishna. I would happily give up billions of lives. Footnote 30. To describe one's own ability is called vyavasaya. Here, by stating that giving up millions of life without hesitation, it is vyavasaya. Bakula, the bed is in front. Radha, lying on the bed, she speaks to herself. It is most difficult to live in this Vrindavan. I will find some method. Aloud. Oh, Navarvinda, I suffer from not doing my daily duties. Navarvinda, friend, what are those daily duties? Radha, according to Narada's instructions at my father's house, I used to worship the youthful Devata with a complexion like a cloud, with a flute in his mouth, his eye glancing to the left, a peacock feather on his head, his form bent in three places. Note 31. Pacification of the presented purpose by accomplishing the goal is known as prasanga. Others say that prasanga is to glorify the seniors. Here, second sixth of a prasanga is presented glorification of seniors such as Father, Narad Muni, and the worshipable deity. Vrinda, Navarvinda to herself. I understand. She wants to see the form of Krishna. To ornament Vrindavan, today I will bring before her a sapphire deity of Krishna made by Vishwakarma. Aloud, oh friend, I will go in order to manifest this deity. Radha, looking ahead. The fresh karnika plants newly sprouting on the bank of the Jamuna, whose flowers he placed in my hair after disappearing from the rasa dance, constantly give me pain. Navarvinda, entering. Oh, friend, quickly come and see the deity. Radha. Oh, Navarvinda, bring some ingredients for worship. Navarvinda. Bokula. Bring the celestial garlands and cloth given by Rukmini from the Vasanti Bower. Bokula exits, right? Because she said you can use them in worshiping the sun god. But she doesn't. Now she worships, the original, worship Krishna. Yeah. Navarvinda, smiling. My friend Radha, other people with great modesty worship Krishna by offering flowers, scents, and incense while reciting prayers. The service of the women of Gokula to Krishna consists of playfully embracing him while offering skillful crooked glances. Walking. Look, your deity stands close by, eager to please you. Radha, looking from afar, she speaks with longing. Oh friend, all my tribulations undergone to maintain my body will have met success. The dark rays from the moon of Krishna, friend of the lotus gopis, shines in front of me. Note 32. When the future incident is perfectly indicated, it is called prarochana. Here the happiness of seeing the deity of Krishna is indicated that very soon Krishna's union is surely happening. Therefore it is prarochana. Right, so that was a different one. We saw also before the indication with the birds, Vrinda, so here's the second one. Walking, she approaches the altar with choked voice. Having maintained this scorched body with the hope of again seeing him, I have endured excessive torment, torrents of intense pain which splits my vitals. O moon-faced girl, I have again attained a friend of my life who is determined to meet for pastimes within the cottage on the bank of the Jamuna. Absorbed in prema, she imagines that Krishna is present. Previously you showed such tenderness that I understood by your actions that you were mine. Now I understand that you have such a hard heart that it's not possible for me to think that I am yours. Navavrinda to herself, ah, the ocean of her anuraga has produced towering waves. Radha, so that others cannot hear. O friend, the rascal does not speak joking clever words. He does not use his two arms to embrace me. He simply looks at me with a crooked glance, gracefully curved eyebrows, and a slight, innocent smile. Navavrinda, O friend, this is some big joke of the wicked lecher. Therefore you should scold him with crooked words while threatening him with a glance. Radha, looking sideways, I think that the quality of your heart is permeated with harshness because of long association with Kastuba Gem. The friend of the thunderbolt. Otherwise, why does the master cheat me, though I am inundated with countless hardships? Aside, O friend, look, this is completely wrong. Though he is as tender as a blue lotus, he is kissing the hard flute. I will take the flute from him. Navavrinda to herself, it is not auspicious to steal the flute. I will give her instructions by trickery. Aloud she speaks with smiling, while smiling in joy. O fool, though it is proper to say that he is hard like a black stone, you think he is soft like a blue lotus. O friend with lotus face, if you do not believe my words, then place your breast on his broad chest. Radha, she puts her hand on his chest with pain. She has spoken the truth. This is a deity made of sapphire. Considering, how misfortunate. Forgetting everything out of longing, I thought this was Krishna in person. Bakula, entering, please take the garland, cloth, and ornaments. Radha takes them and decorates the deity. Navavrinda, O friend, when you go to your beloved with joyful heart, you appear intensely beautiful, just as the Madhavi creeper does not look beautiful except in the company of the cuckoo. Madhavi, entering, I have been sent to find out the progress of Satyabhama. I will enter Nuvrindavan in front of me, shining brightly. Walks, oh, the Lord must have entered Vrindavan, for I can see his footprints marked with the conch and chakra. After finishing my business, I will bring Rukmini. Radha is decorating the deity of Krishna while weeping. Madhavi, I see that the blue lotus garland has fallen. She takes the garland and speaks loudly. O Bokula, where are you? Navavrinda in confusion. O Satyabhama, Madhavi is near. You should leave here quickly. Radha, I am not finished beholding the deity. I will return here very soon. The three walk away. Madhavi, seeing them, Satyabhama is here. O friend, I have come to pick Madhavi flowers. Radha, smelling the fragrance of the garland, she speaks to herself. Why should this fragrance suddenly agitate my heart? Seeing the garland in Madhavi's hand, speaks to the others. Krishna's fragrance is emanating from this blue lotus garland. No fragrance except this can so strongly immediately agitate me internally and externally. Madhavi, astonished, why do your limbs tremble on experiencing the fragrance of the blue lotus garland? Why do the hairs in your body suddenly stand on end in distress? Radha to herself, I should hide the real meaning of the symptoms. Aloud, O Madhavi, seeing the blue lotus garland, remembering the snakes I saw in Kaliya Lake, I become frightened. Navavrinda to herself, that was a good excuse. Radha to herself, that must be a garland from this deity. Madhavi, my friend Satyabhama, let us go to the Madhavi bower and gather flowers. Everyone, let us go there, dear friend. They exit.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.